asked during the lesson.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. How we can, through fear, check, learn, measure the Creator, His relation to us, how much light we receive, how we relate to it. It all goes through fear. So what is fear? We cannot feel the light itself. We cannot measure the light. But only according to the vessel. Just as we see in our world too. We can't measure electricity. If we have an instrument, then we can measure it. In other words, we measure electricity or we weigh something on a weight according to the impression on the kli, on the vessel, on the instrument, to the extent that it's impressed. A dial moves or this plate on the weight comes down, etc. In other words, we don't measure the phenomenon itself, but its impact on our instrument. And the same happens in me, in you, in everyone. The Creator impacts something, and we measure the changes in us. And accordingly, we say, oh, this I got from the Creator. Good things, or God forbid, I feel the opposite, depending on the individual, how he accepts it. Although we always receive good things, but perhaps we interpret it as something else. So only according to the instrument do we check what we received, how much we received also. And that instrument is called fear, spiritual fear. Now we have to measure to see, know, to understand what is fear. And then according to the fear, we will feel if we are receiving something from the Creator or not, and what we are receiving. This is why he says that the fear of the Lord is his treasure, meaning to the extent of, according to the amount of fear we have, to that extent we can measure the Creator. Let's read.
אז שמעתי למדחת, יראת השם הוא אוצרו. אוצר נקרא הכלי.
שמעתי, 38. The fear of God is his treasure. A treasure is a vessel in which the possession is placed. Grain, for example, is placed in the barn, and precious things are placed in a more guarded place. Thus, everything that is received is called by its correlation to the light. And the vessel, the kli, must be able to receive the things. It is as we learn that there is no light without a kli. And this applies even in corporeality. Yet, what is the kli in spirituality in which we can receive the spiritual abundance that the Creator wants to give, which will match the light? That is, as in corporeality, where the kli needs a correlation with the object that is placed in it. For example, we cannot say that we have treasures of wine, which we poured in new sacks to keep the wine from turning sour. Or that we took a lot of flour in barrels. Instead, there is a conduct that the container of wine is barrels and jars, and the container for flour is sacks and not barrels.
Thus there
is a question, what is the spiritual container? The vessels from which we can make a big treasure of the upper abundance.
What are we getting here? We say that the Creator fills everything. He is present in everything. We are in an ocean of the upper force, the upper light, which is good and does good and fills everything. But feeling it is possible only to the extent that we have a suitable instrument for it. And here he's given us an example. If you come with a sack, which is good for holding flour, but not for holding water, then what is the vessel, the receptacle, suitable for the Creator, so we can feel Him and even measure Him? He says that clay, that vessel, is fear, which is what we have to establish. We have to understand it. What is this vessel? How we establish it? How we fill it? How that vessel becomes filled? And how we feel it, how we measure it, how we advance, meaning how we increase it. But it's clear that we need a suitable vessel for the revelation of the Creator. And we may bring a vessel that is completely irrelevant for revealing the Creator, for feeling the Creator, and that's why we are in the dark. So our problem is with our vessel, because the Creator fills the whole of reality. There is nothing besides the Creator. It's the common force of nature that fills everything. Yes.
Thus there is a question, what is the spiritual container, the vessels from which we can make a big treasure of the upper abundance? There's a rule that the cow wants to feed more than the calf wants to eat. This is because his wish is to do good to his creations, and the reason for the restriction, we must believe, is for our own good. And the reason must be that we do not have the right vessels where the abundance can be. Like the corporeal vessels, which must be right for what is placed there. Hence, we must say that if we add the vessels, there will be something to hold the added abundance. The answer to this is that in His treasury, the Creator has only the treasure of fear of heaven. Yet we should interpret what is fear. It is the vessel, and the treasure is made of this vessel, and all the important things are placed in it. He said that fear is, as it is written about Moses, our sages said, the reward for, and Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look. He was rewarded with the image of the Lord does he behold.
In other words, it seems as though, it's as if, as much as a person hides himself from the Creator, not that the Creator is hidden from us, but we conceal. And what is a person? The ego, the will to receive. So the more a person hides his will to receive from the Creator, by this he comes to a state where he does feel that he is filled with the upper force.
Fear refers to one's fear of the great pleasure that is there, that he will not be able to receive it in order to bestow. And the reward for this, for having had fear, is that thus he had made for himself a vessel in which to receive the upper abundance.
Kiev.
Рав, а что значит страшиться вот этого высшего?
Dear Rav, what does it mean to be fearful about the upper abundance from the Creator, to be afraid to receive it?
Лא יוכל להחזיק את עצמי ויקבל השפע, האור, על מנת לקבל.
That I won't be able to hold myself and receive the abundance in order to receive and become a klipa.
לצד אחר. To the other, I'll go to the other side, to the sitracha. In other words, instead of working in order to bestow and being in equivalence of form with the Creator and accordingly in adhesion with the Creator, I will be opposite from Him, and then accordingly I will move away from Him to the point of actual.
This is man's work. And besides that, we attribute everything to the Creator. It is not so with fear, because the meaning of fear is not to receive. What the Creator gives, He gives only to receive. It is the meaning of everything is in the hands of heaven, except the fear of heaven. This is the vessel that we need. Otherwise, we will be considered fools. As our sages said, who is a fool? He who loses what he is given. This means that the sitracha, the other side, will take the abundance from us if we cannot aim in order to bestow. Because then it goes to the vessels of reception, which is the other side and impurity. This is the meaning of, and you shall observe the commandments of unleavened bread. Observing means fear. Although the nature of the light is that it keeps itself, meaning that the light leaves before one wants to receive the light into the vessels of reception. Yet one must do it by himself as much as he can. As our sages said, you will keep yourselves a little from below, and I will keep you a lot from above. The reason we attribute fear to people, as our sages said, everything is in the hands of heaven but the fear of heaven. It is because He can give everything but fear. This is because what the Creator gives is more love, not fear. And acquiring fear is through the skula, the remedy of Torah and mitzvot, Torah and commandments. It means that when one engages in Torah and mitzvot with the intention to be rewarded, with bringing contentment to one's maker, that aim that rests on the acts of mitzvot and the study of Torah brings one to attain it. Otherwise, one might remain, although he observes Torah and mitzvot in every item and detail, he will still remain merely in the degree of still of holiness. It follows that one should always remember the reason that obligates him to engage in Torah and mitzvot.
And
this is the meaning of what our sages said, and meant by that your kedusha, your holiness, will be for my name. It means that I will be your cause, meaning that all your work is in wanting to delight me, meaning that all your actions will be in order to bestow. As our sages said, everything there is in keeping, there is in remembering. This means that all those who engage in observing Torah and mitzvot with the aim to achieve remembering, by way of when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. It follows that the keeping is primarily in order to be awarded remembering. Thus, one's desire to remember that the Creator is the cause for observing Torah and mitzvot. This is so because it follows that the reason and the cause to observe the Torah and mitzvot is the Creator, as without it, one cannot adhere to the Creator, since he and I cannot dwell in the same abode due to the disparity of form. And the reason that the reward and punishment are not revealed, and we must only believe in reward and punishment, is because the Creator wants everyone to work for Him, and not for themselves. And this is discerned as disparity of form from the Creator. And if the reward and punishment were revealed, one would work because of self-love, so the Creator would love him, or because of self-hate, for fear that the Creator would hate him. It follows that the reason for the work is only the person and not the Creator. And the Creator wants that he will be the compelling reason. It turns out that fear is precisely when one recognizes one's lowliness and says that his serving the king, meaning that one's wish to bestow upon him, is considered a great privilege, and it is more valuable to him than he can say. It is according to the rule that with an important person, what is given to him is considered receiving from him. And to the extent that one feels one's lowliness, to that extent he can begin to appreciate the greatness of the Creator. And the desire to serve him will awaken. However, if one is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. And this is the meaning of a fool, a wicked one, and a rude one go together. The reason is that since one has no fear, meaning he cannot lower himself before the Creator and say that it is a great honor for him to be able to serve him without any reward, he cannot receive any wisdom from the Creator, and he remains a fool. And he who is a fool is wicked. As our sages said, one does not sin unless the spirit of folly entered him.
What should we keep ourselves from? From sliding the Creator, because otherwise you move away from Him to the extent that it's important for you, precious for you, you get closer to Him. To the extent that it's not important, you move away from Him.
But to keep, what should I keep myself from? What should I keep myself from? From whom? From what?
You have to constantly check your intentions and desires. Are they directed correctly? First of all, in general, toward the Creator and not toward something else. Because if it's something else, the minute you're not thinking about the Creator, but about anything else, then you descend from the level of man to the level of beast. So first of all, keep your desires and intentions on Him, on the Creator. This is number one. Number two, what is the quality of these desires and intentions?
And then I will be kept from above?
Of course. In this you work together with the Creator, because you can ask Him to help you be directed to Him in certain desires and intentions. So you will constantly move closer to Him according to the equivalence of form. It's called I to my beloved. It never becomes automatic. We always have to make efforts to labor, toil, to exert, both to connect among us and to direct ourselves toward the Creator, also to check the quality of our aiming toward Him. This is always the work. Why? Again, to build the right instrument or the right vessel to reveal Him for the Creator, to reveal Himself to the created beings. That's all of His pleasure. By this He gives. And all the work He does before it, which is concealed from the lower ones who don't enjoy Him, this is not, it doesn't give Him pleasure. The pleasure, His pleasure is to be revealed in the lower ones, to fill them, and that they will enjoy His filling, meaning to the extent of the adhesion with Him. And the lower ones who receive the Creator and want to receive Him, want to be filled with Him, because by this they can please Him in return. So their intention is not to receive the upper light within them, but to give the Creator an opportunity, a chance to fill them, to express the love, their love, the created being's love for the Creator, so that the Creator will be able to express His love for the created beings. And it all happens in the mutual force of bestowal, in reflected light from the created beings and in direct light from the Creator. Because to begin with, He is in order to bestow. He is entirely a desire to bestow. And they, when they work above their will to receive. So what can we do? We have to build a vessel for the revelation of the Creator, and that vessel will be called the fear of the Lord. Fear. Why fear? Because we are afraid that we might not be able to bestow upon the Creator the conditions by which He can fill us. When we bring ourselves to the Creator, so He will fill us, so He will enjoy us, so He will do with us whatever He wants. So first of all, we have to make the restriction on our ego, on the will to receive for ourselves. And then we give Him ourselves. Very simple. We give ourselves to Him above reason. And then the Creator will be able to that extent, correct our vessel and to fill it. He knows how and to what extent He has to bestow in order to turn us into a vessel. And here there's the matter of our adhesion, our annulment before the Creator, the level of our willingness to receive from Him everything He wants. Because He wants only one thing, to build from us a suitable vessel for His light. And by the way, a suitable vessel for the light is not simple. In the lights, there are many discernments. And then it turns out that it's like water and flour and seeds and other things. So each thing has its own suitable vessel, receptacle. And the Creator does them all. We don't know what to do. He does it. But He does it to the extent that we can annul ourselves.
Fear.
What we need to make of ourselves, this the Creator does not have. And this is the fear. We have to come to a state where our egoistic desire becomes fear. Fear. We have to come to a state where we understand that if the Creator does not build a vessel, then we will not achieve anything. We won't be able to achieve the form of bestowal if we are at all understanding that we have to achieve bestowal, that we have to come to it. In other words, our work is entirely to annul ourselves before the Creator, so He will make of us all the operations in the right order, in the right intensity that He needs to do in order to build out of us a vessel.
Barur. Tov.
Clear? Good.
Natanya.
Boker Tov.
Morning. He says, he writes in the article that fears, specifically when a person knows his lowliness. What does it mean that the fears when a person knows his lowliness?
Yeah. If a person recognizes that he cannot develop the vessel by himself, and it's in the hands of the Creator, then he begins to see how much he is in the hands of the Upper One, and accordingly, he comes to annulment. It takes years for a person to recognize how much he is in the hands of the Creator. He thinks he can position himself in some state that he can demand and the Creator will do. That he can cry and the Creator will do. No. Here, you can only pay with labor. Before a person fills up the quota of labor, the Creator does not help him. Well, He does help him, but not in a final manner. But only in are in the world. Now, if we want to be in a different world, a higher one, then we have to try to develop of ourselves vessels for it, the senses for it. So, in our world, I'm afraid of the still, the vegetative, the animate, and people. The still might be natural forces, climate, hurricanes, you name it. The vegetative are what is happening with crops and things we live on. The animate are anything from the smallest to the biggest. And speaking is people. So, in the end, I live out of fear, out of pressure. Of all those things, the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking that are around me. I'm not even aware of it. But let's feel how it fashions, designs the picture of our lives, the picture of the world, how we exist. If it disappears and I won't feel that I want them, that I need them, that I'm afraid of them, and that they're pressuring me, then I will not feel reality. Just as we don't feel the Creator. So here Baal HaSulam asks, in this article, the fear of God is His treasure. How we develop our feeling of the Creator. Right? And our feeling toward this world is also fear. We are constantly in scrutinies and measurements. What is happening to me with this world? How is it pressuring me? How am I pressuring it? This is our mutual interaction, connection with this world. So, if we want to feel, and we are desires to receive, and we remain desires to receive, each of us. So, if I want to feel a different environment, which is called the upper world, Asiya, Yetzirah, Briya, Atzilut, the world of Adam Kadmon, the world of Ein Sof, as we learn that we have them. So I have to constantly change myself. I have to constantly ask in what desires, what thoughts, what fears and trepidations and anxieties and checks I have to be. This external influence. And here come Kabbalists and say, don't worry, the Creator is good and does good. It's not as you're thinking now that you are in concealment, that you have a problem. You're not, you have no problem. You need only one thing. To the extent that you want to feel that He is doing good to you, to that extent, build a vessel of wanting to do good to Him. To do good to the Creator. And according to this, according to the equivalence between the two of you, you will feel Him and you will see that there is no better state than this. It will give you confidence, pleasure, satisfaction, everything. Just relate to Him nicely, kindly, will. That's it. This is what he's talking about. Because what is this about? What is a treasure? A treasure is where we want to receive the feeling of the upper world, the Creator. What is that treasure? So he says, this treasure is the fear of the Creator. What is the fear of the Creator? I have no reason to be afraid of Him. He will not do anything bad to me. But rather, I myself cause myself all the damages. In me, there is an evil inclination and there might be a good inclination, and I choose between them. So the light that comes from the Creator can be as light for me or as darkness. And then, so it all depends on me. This is what we now learn. So, how do we enter the Creator's palace, the King's palace, a treasury, and receive there with our receptacle, with our vessel? So it is suitable for us to receive there when I take this vessel, the receptacle, and I go into the treasury of the Creator, and I receive there a part of the light, and I bring it out. And then it spills over and disappears, like everything else in our world. Everything is incarnating. And it goes to eternity. So only in the end we get it. So I go in again and receive more light. And I come back to me and it spills out again. But each time I rise to a greater light. Each time I bring a greater quantity and quality of light. And this is how we begin to know this work. The Creator wants us to come to a stage where we shift all of His light, all the light of Ein Sof, that we bring it into us. Or in other words, that we rise on that ladder, on the steps of the ladder, to Ein Sof. This is what's ahead of us. So let's advance. Well, let's answer a few questions, but we'll have to go back to the article again. Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. In the article, it says fear of heaven is a segula which comes from engaging Torah and mitzvot. So, in a practical manner, how can we absorb this segula, this fear of heaven, from morning lessons, 10 meetings, dissemination, etc.?
This is a simple thing. If you constantly think what pleasure you can give to the Creator, that's it. This is an expression of the fear of heaven. This means this is the meaning of being in faith above reason in order to bestow, to have the fear of heaven. It's all the same. Meaning, how do I bring pleasure to the Creator the way He wants to bring pleasure to us?
Can we understand it this way?
Torah mitzvot, Torah commandments, it means all kinds of actions that we do to cause, to bring good to the upper force, the Creator, by which He can work and give us the same in return. Torah means the upper light that influences our actions if we wish to correct ourselves. Mitzvot, commandments, mean each and every action to bestow that I do through everything, through everyone, through the group, through the world, with the ultimate goal of the Creator, to bring everyone closer to the Creator. This is called Torah and Mitzvot, Torah and commandments. That through certain actions that I do by myself in the ten, in the general vessel of Nebuch, or in the entire world, as much as we publicize ourselves, this is the meaning of working in Torah and Mitzvot, is to ensure that as many vessels as possible are aimed to receive the upper light. That's it. It means that each individual vessel would understand what it has to do, and for them to be ready to be connected between them in love, in order to bestow through love your friend as yourself. And in this way, they'll be able to make themselves into a big vessel for the reception of the upper light. That's it. This is the meaning of fear. Trepidation means that you're searching for ways to give contentment to the Creator. This is the meaning of fear. Not that He's demanding that from you, rather you wish to be in it. And if you don't want to be in it, you should be fearful that you are still not in it. Because only according to this feeling of fear, just like a mother towards her baby, where she constantly cares about, or worries about doing good to him. In this way, we need to relate through the friends, if possible, to the Creator. It's much more difficult through the friends, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's the safest route. understand.
How do we come to such a demand that will not be dependent on reality, but will be consistent, so that no matter what happens in terms of the states, this demand remains?
It's only in the condition that you truly want to bestow, but how can you truly want to bestow if you don't have yet the force of bestowal? Well, by incorporating yourself with other friends, it helps you find the friend's shoulder, and then with this common force that you develop, you can reach a state where you have confidence from within, even though it's egoistic confidence. Nevertheless, you have a 10 that is connected and wants to reach bestowal. That is their goal. That is your common action. And this way you advance.
Does the
demand ever becomes disconnected from the external states?
Try to do it at least once, not some time.
A question from a friend in the 10. Why is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator the fear of the Creator and not love of the Creator? If we're talking about equivalence of form, it should be love of the Creator.
We can't reach love of the Creator except through fear of the Creator. Without fear, there is no love. Without fear, there's egoistic love. The way we have it in our world, and this love can depart the next day. Because it depends only on how much pleasure I feel from something outside of me. That, according to that, I love it. That's according to our primitive, straightforward nature, our egoistic nature. If we are talking about love, which is not because I receive pleasure from that source, but rather I discover my attitude, my special attitude towards the source, where it is not good for me on the one hand, but on the other hand, I appreciate it highly. From that, I build the vessel whose foundation is the will to receive, with a restriction, with a screen, with a reflected light, and then I'll be suitable for that fulfillment. That's how I build my sack in order to receive the treasure of the Creator. And He fills it Himself. He appears and feels it. And if it will only be in the will to receive, it will have no value. It's like a baby in our world, like a small child. Each time he jumps from one place to another, from one pleasure to another, he doesn't know what to choose. I said, only on the condition that we have two things. One goes against the method of fulfillment. It's my will to receive. It doesn't want to be in order to bestow. And then the second one is, I want to receive the fulfillment in this way. So by that, I prepare my sack, my vessel, in which I could truly feel the upper value, the upper force, godliness. Otherwise, I cannot discover godliness. I'll discover some pleasure that could quickly disappear tomorrow. And it all depends on my will to receive. And that's how, in this way, here I develop a desire to bestow towards Him love. Outside of me, I appreciate Him and not the pleasure He gives me. And accordingly, I disconnect from the klipa, from the egoistic desire, and I ascribe myself. You don't need for the Creator to be revealed. It won't do you any good. Many people are trying to do it and nothing works. You need to ask the Creator to help you build the correct attitude to Him. To respect Him. To appreciate Him. And then from that you will build the correct vessel for the revelation of the Creator. This is called the fear of the Creator. Fear is fear includes several discernments. On the one hand, I don't want to receive him directly. I don't want him to fill me. It's like a baby, like a small child. You give him a toy, it's finished. He's full over his head. He's playing with it. He's happy with it. He laughs. He rejoices. I don't want to be in this way with my attitude toward the Creator. No. I would like to be in this business with Him equally, as equals. I to Him and Him to me equally. Otherwise I'll lose my human form. I want to grow up in such a way where I understand that what I can give Him, how to grow my vessels and how to receive from Him and how He is giving me. In such a mutual way that will sustain us both. This mutuality, this adhesion is what I want to build with Him. That's why the work is not so clear. Because we are forming a connection between a man and the upper force, the Creator. Man is the lower force, the Creator is the upper force. Between these two forces, we want to that a mutual connection will be formed, beautiful connection, so that each one will discover the other and will appear fully. This is called complete adhesion of the Creator and a person. And then everything that's outside the person and the Creator will not exist, simply will all enter into the connection.
Волга. Да, Раф. Вот в работе я вижу, что есть две энергии.
Yes, Rav. In the work, I see that there are two energies. My personal energy, and there's the energy that we call the greatness of the Creator. How do I, through fear, constantly shift from using my own strength to using the greatness of the Creator?
It's all up to you. How much through the environment, the studies, all the means that you have, are you able to concentrate, focus your attention on Him, on the Creator? If He will be as the most important thing before you that dictates and determines everything in your life, everything that's against Him and what's for Him, even when you don't want to be connected to Him right now and think about it, and even though, and when you do want it actually, in all kinds of states, if you arrange it so everything you feel in your heart and you think in your brain is coming from Him. And then after the understanding that it's all coming from Him, how do you build or construct your attitude towards him? What do you do in return? What is your reaction? Do you want to talk to him or erase him from your field of vision, of feeling, meaning from your brain, from your heart? If you want to ask something, what do you want to ask? And so on and so forth. In short, what do you want to get out of it? But first of all, you have to it has to be clear that what you're feeling, what you're feeling is existing. In what environment do you exist? In what world? What's in your head? What's in your heart? It's all arranged by the upper force. And if he would not do it for you, you would not be that exist, and the world would not exist, and nothing. Everything is held in place by the Creator. So what do you want from that? What do you want to get out of this feeling that you're feeling now? Think about it and start talking to him. Because he invoked this feeling of the world in you. He brought you to a state where you are now hearing that this is something he's doing. The Creator. And so you have only one thing. Turn to him. If he's the source for everything that's happening with you, your feeling, your understanding, then turn to him. That's it.
Greatness of the Creator. What is the lowliness that a person has to feel?
It's not
lowliness as we imagine it from this world. Lowliness is when a person, the lowliness a person feels in spirituality is his form of attainment, where everything in his brain, in his heart, everything that's happening to him, anything and everything he can think about and say and feel, it all comes from the Creator. The Creator is truly the whole world. The whole world. And then a person needs to determine what should be his attitude towards that world, according to how he feels and his will to receive. Or according to how he needs to go above his will to receive. And to demand of everything possible, the Creator, of course, that there's not besides him, that the Creator will arrange him differently, so he wouldn't be so weak, so he'll be able to respond, he'll be able to perform a restriction on these receptions that appear so sweet for him right now, and he wants to be above it and abstain from it and reach a state where he will be independent both from the bad and from the good, and he'll be able to, according to a clear decision, an independent decision, he'll be able to decide that he wants only to be adhered to the upper force, where there's truly nothing besides him. But in order to cleave to this upper force, he needs to annul himself. How can he do it? Well, he begins to attain his how much he is a zero. No forces, inability to do anything. So again, he has a need for the Creator. And again, he can ask for additional strength and feeling and understanding, but not in order to feel himself better, rather in order to approach the truth, in order to bestow, where there, it's coming out of this world, and so on and so forth. You need to have such thoughts as much as possible, but each and every thought creates an action, and each action is added to a great sum, a great account, until the full portion is met in a person. Fear as, according to how much I can or cannot give contentment to the Creator. That's the fear I should have. Not fear of the police or the doctor or anyone else for that matter. My fear should be, will I be able to give contentment to the Creator? That's it. Write it down before you, and oh, you should always be in that state, and then you'll advance quickly. PT 24.
Out of all the actions we do today, what really brings contentment to the Creator?
When we are searching for it.
Searching.
We make mistakes. We want that, we don't want that. He's doing everything to us. He's confusing us and throwing us off. There's no other force that obstructs us but the Creator Himself. He doesn't let us. He doesn't let us cross over into a spiritual state. Why? Because this is the end of the vessels. Before the end of correction. These actions are very important. They touch on the coarseness of Adam Rishon, the general vessel, and that's why our work is very important. And the more we try, nevertheless, to connect everyone together, this is beneficial. This is what works, and no other generation before us had it. Even in our time, look what's happening. The Creator is bringing to our group people from all over the world. It's a sign that we are in the last generation and we're approaching the end of correction. So, a bit, a tiny more, and we'll feel that we are truly doing the most important work.
Final question. You often mention the relation between a mother and a child. The child certainly pleases the mother just by crying and asking for something, food or whatever. But it's not aware of it, that it's bringing contentment to its mother. Is this okay, this relation that we have to the Creator? That we are aiming for Him, but we're not aware of the contentment we bring Him?
If we're doing what Kabbalists recommend that we do, we surely give contentment to the Creator, although we still cannot know it and measure it. Time will come, and we'll be able to truly deal with it, and then we'll be able to see in the past how much contentment we gave to the Creator, even in the darkness. And we'll be able to measure it also according to what we will do. Then we'll have restriction, a screen, reflected light. We'll be able to look after ourselves. Not whether or not we're giving contentment to the Creator, meaning that it's not done to give ourselves pleasure. That's the problem with pride, and there are other great obstacles before us, chief of which is pride. His heart grew higher from the path.
Reach awe or fear.
The conditions for reaching fear are when I connect with my friends. Let me tell you, this is the test. This is the vessel that we discussed in this article. What is the vessel in which we receive the revelation of the Creator? The ten, the group. If we connect, we come to a state where we can feel the Creator. We can present Him with this vessel and He'll pour Himself into it as much as possible, according to the measure of the vessel. In other words, the fear of the Creator is expressed by me annulling myself before the friends, and by that we annul ourselves before the Creator, and it becomes a suitable vessel for the revelation of the Creator.
Question from West 2, is fear a thought? Are they the same thing?
Fear is or is fear, or I'm afraid if I'll, whether I'll be able to give contentment to the Creator. I remember a few times a day, and then I forget, because the impression from the world is bigger than the impression from the Creator. How can I make it that the Creator will be more prominent, more important, more effective on me compared to the world? Sometimes we reach such states that the Creator affects us, that the Creator is prominent. And usually we don't. Usually what's important to me is what my friends will say, what the world will say. That's why there is a problem here. We need to connect ourselves to the 10 sefirot, to the spiritual potsuf, and then the Creator can appear in it. That's called a vessel to reveal the Creator. And if between us there is no connection, then the Creator won't be revealed. Yes.
Question from Mach 21. Can we ask for fear before the friends? Will it lead us to fear of the Creator?
Same thing, because we should all be aimed at the Creator. If we're in the group already in the 10, we should be aimed at the Creator. And in order to be aimed at Him, we need to be connected between us. So, the more we can connect ourselves between us with the intention to be a vessel to His fulfillment, it will work. It's like weaving, when you weave threads together and you make a bag out of them. And in this bag, we can receive the revelation of the Creator, so we should all be connected this way.
Question from Mach 25. How can we help one another not to get confused between fear or corporeal fear?
I think this depends on the group as well, on the 10. Because here we should help each other to the extent that we are ready for it, we're in it or not. This should be a discussion in the group. I'm asking everyone, men and women, stop looking at each other in a corporeal manner. Stop seeing that you're in a body at all. Look at not even what relates to human beings are beastly things. We're all wrapped in different kinds of egos. Start looking at each other as partners in the revelation of the Creator. And there's no choice. You have to be connected this way. We're in the last generation. We're inviting, in the lack of connection between us, more trouble, more problems of all kinds of different kinds. Look how many we have from the water and the skies and from the air and from heat and cold and earthquakes, volcanoes erupting, everything. Do you want this to be in a bigger intensity? That's something no one wants. So let's stop this whole spreading by connecting. The more we connect, the more we combine together with each other. By that, we're inviting more and more good forces of nature, the force of the Creator, the good that does good. So let's do that. And you'll see how everything will calm down. It all depends on us.
Receive the Chochmah from the Creator.
Well, he has no vessel. He has no vessel. The fear is the vessel to reveal the Creator. It's only that we have to establish this fear, this spiritual fear. And here, this is by the friends, specifically. Until we build a vessel, 10 tefillot. If someone doesn't want, and I'm talking specifically to women, if someone doesn't want to connect to others, there's nothing to do. You just simply stay in your same place and you leave in. We have to try to be connected between ourselves as much as possible and to try to realize in the article during the day. Let's say we read the article today, even though it's not considered reading because this subject is very broad and deep. And it's very good that we've seen that we can't jump on it all at once. Yeah, but during the day, let's read it a few times. We'll have all kinds of corrections with it. Read it from your paper, not from the computer. And correct it with your pencil, erase, and write something by its side. Work with it. Like the way we should work with the text. That's how you work with a text. And then, according to that, you'll feel, you'll understand, you'll discover what's in these words. And this way you'll come closer to the Creator. You'll see how it works.
From Mark 35, it's written that if we add vessels, we'll be able to sustain the abundance there. What are those extra vessels and that extra abundance?
Extra vessels are the ones that we rise above the vessels of reception, and every time we relate with fear to what's appearing before us, and this way, we start discovering the upper force working with us. It's really working with respect to us. And we should feel that we are with it in a mutual manner, in a dialogue, in a very intimate connection, direct link. That's what we should be drawn to. I'm very happy to see today the woman U.S.
result of the Creator.
Yes. First of all, relate everything to Him. There's not much besides Him. After, theoretically, this comes from the Creator. Now, what of it should I bring out some moral, some summary, some things in order to establish them in my life, in the group, and in my connection with the Creator. Yes. This, I need to try to realize this. That's a hard question. How I can turn for the sake of the friends, not for my own sake. First of all, I have to act. As much as I understand, for the sake of the friends. And this way, bit by bit, bit by bit, I come to a state that I really start feeling how much in each and every action of mine there is a thought about myself or about them or about the Creator. This will come from making a lot of actions. That's what I'm asking. Try to bestow to each other as much as possible in the 10. Connect as much as you can. More of these actions together, and these results together, and you will see how much it raises you. We have a group, especially a women's group, which is so strong, but still relatively separated. And if they'll pay attention, they'll put their heart to it and connect, it will be a tremendous force. Truly, this will be the force that will take us, will pull us, all the men, to spirituality. As the verse goes, thanks to the righteous women, we come out of Egypt. How do we come out of Egypt? Our ego, to the will to bestow, to the spiritual world. Thanks to the righteous women. The women are the ones who are attracted to connection and correction because they see that there's no choice. We have to do it. The men are a bit lazy or playing, which is something that's not serious. That's why the women are the ones who take on themselves this task. And they are the ones that are helping all of us, including the men, to come out of Egypt, to come out of our ego. So please, it's not for no reason that I'm letting you ask every day during the lesson and to get organized and to be with us as much as possible. It's because you have a very strong force. And it is desirable for all of us to aim it.
But what I am asking is the previous article, the fear of the Creator is His treasure. So please try and read it throughout the day, each one, and all of us together, if you can, and then we will advance to understand it more. To bring it closer to us, that's what we're lacking, to bring it closer to us, that the text will be clear. By this, a bit, or even not, it has to be more or less clear, even in a simple way. Vessels of reception, Rav. Below Tabur of Galgalta, this became an area for the vessels of bestowal, it's Bina. And these are the vessels of Malchut, of reception. Yeah. Meaning, the upper light can now expand until the Palsa.
So how come there's a place, the same place, you said, to mingle, to mix the vessels. So how can it be that both the vessels of reception and bestowal below the Pasa? It's not clear to me. And yesterday you also said it.
The work of the Creator now in order to prepare an area for the work and for the correction. The work is the correction, that we have vessels of bestowal in the worlds, here in the world of what he created, and here vessels of reception. It's the first time in history that there's a gap between vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception, and a border between them called the Parsa. But these vessels of bestowal, there's no need to correct them. They're in bestowal. These vessels of reception are on reception. How will you correct them? That's why the preparation we need is to mix these vessels, the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception, to mix them together, that they will all of them, without anyone else, that they'll all be shattered, that they won't be like, not like little rocks above and below, but complete, like, how do I say it? They become so tiny that they don't even have a form of a rock, like powder. Like powder. Then, when you have such desires that on one hand are very small, that you've rubbed them together until they became dust, on the other hand, from their smallness, they can also be closer to one another because there aren't so many differences and gaps. After all this mixture, and in this mixture, you also have vessels of bestowal, vessels of bina, and the vessels of reception, vessels of malchut. And if they are mixed together enough and mixed together enough in one another, then we can build a system that corrects the desires to receive that are there, to be in order to bestow. That was the meaning of it. So look how many stages we have to go through here in order to reach the corrections. And then we'll learn about the corrections and what stages they become. That's a process.
It's very nice, but tell me, all this story that the hand directs us, is the Reshimot?
This whole story is directed by the upper light that shines on...
In this spiritual, it's a spiritual work and not the imagination.
A depiction is not a reality. A depiction just gives you to somehow shorten your language, that you can say this and this and this instead of saying words and sentences. The picture doesn't do anything. Actually, Kabbalists, there are such that like the drawings, and some that don't want the drawings. Rabash, he used them, but didn't really like to. Because the depiction lets you feel as if you understand what you're doing and where you are. It makes everything clear, as if you understand and know what's written above the line, below the line, left, right, and so on. But in spirituality, it's different definitions. That's why the drawing also confuses. Not only does it explain something to you, it also confuses you. It brings you a feeling that you know that you're in this. That's a problem.
So how to really understand?
To understand is what you hear, to try and bring closer to your heart. To try, do all the actions you're learning about in your heart. That's it. Only in such a way. But it's close. we will do it. And it doesn't depend on studying the preface as much as you know what's happening here, but it all depends in our work in the group that we implement the articles of Shamati and Rabash articles. We need to go through all this material and try, in according to that, to change. That's why I'm really asking you. The main thing is the articles on the spiritual work. It's Shamati and Rabash articles. We are only in the beginning of the study, but the implementation, we must already implement in the connection between us. Then you'll feel all these things that they'll start happening in you. And it doesn't depend on who's smart or not and who knows or not. All in all the study is just in order to draw the light that reforms. And it doesn't belong to as much as a person was born smart or not, or whether he remembers or not, or understands or not. It all depends on his desire. That's why it's written that it's not the wise who studies, that maybe a person isn't so smart, but he has a desire. And even though he's not smart and doesn't understand, that even more with his desire, he wants to break through, go ahead. And he